marker. Here we go.
Julia.
Justin. Nick.
No kids.
And Dunkin's Donuts.
Right here.
On CITR 101.9 FM.
Right now. Is that okay?
No. Fuck you. All right? Well, fuck you. Okay? You know what?
Down.
don't have time to say goodbye. There's a more important shit to do for your home life than I have time to do that.
I'm going to try and do live mixing. We'll see how it goes. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. I started a bit early. No one was in the studio. I got here early for once, and I thought, I have so much stuff to play today, I'll just hop on the board, and that's what I've done. At the top there, we heard Growing Up in NYC by Wet Face, recorded live at They Live Video on a camera by Steve Louie. Not the best fidelity, but amazing song. My favorite song of the year that I heard that wasn't recorded, and really just a great moment. That was a great bill. Gal Grayson played, as well as Tom Whalen, and it's a venue that doesn't exist anymore. They Live Video closed this year, so it seemed like a very fitting video to play. Right now we're listening to Jack J from the Mood Hut group. And this is his single from earlier this year, also one of my favorites. Looking Forward to You is the name of the song. And that's the theme for the show, Memories of 2014. All the best of 2014. Clearly an hour doesn't really do it, but I'm going to try and squeeze as much into it as I can. So coming up, we're going to hear some Ariel Pink, Energy Slime, Cool, Roll Mock, Defectors, Rennie Wilson, all sorts of great people. So stay tuned till 1 p.m. Well, stay tuned after that, too. Great day of programming here at CITR. But let's keep going with some Ariel Pink from L.A. He put out one of my favorite albums of the year, Pom Pom. He's a bit of a wiener as a person, I think. But just based on what I've seen in interviews and when I've seen him in perform in concert. But he is a songsmith, and I love this album. So this is his album, or his song, Sexual Aesthetics. And he's keeping it weird in 2014. And he'll be at the Rickshaw, I believe, in February. So look out for that. I have my ticket. Maybe you'll get yours. Here we go. Here is Ariel Pink. Get to the walk. Get to the walk. Get to the walk. Get to the walk.
They call it sexual athletics. It doesn't rhyme with anything. That's why I'm the sex king. Sex king on a velvet swing, waiting for my Alice in Wonderland to come along and knock upon my door. If I'm who you were waiting for, 'cause I'm a sexual athlete. Yeah, that's right. I'm a sexual athlete. I'm sweet, eat raw meat. Don't admit the defeat. Some say it's bittersweet. Give me an S-E-X-U-A of sexual. Sexual. Give me an S-E-X-U-A of sexual. Sexual. What kind of sex are you talking about? It's time that we scream and shout. Let's go to the National Olympics.
Hello, this is the recording artist Jay Arner, and you're listening to CITR.
Heard you were in LA.
No.
at Brooklyn?
No.
Weren't you in Lisbon?
Nah.
Oh wait, it was Berlin.
I made my way to Spain. It's just easier than feeling the memory of you again. My father once told me, wherever you go, there you are. Stacy, will I ever be
modern European? We're modern European. We're modern.
All right, that was the band Cool TV from their 12-inch entitled I Can Handle That. That was the B-side, Modern Europeans. And what a gift Cool TV was this year. Didn't, you know, Apollo Ghost closed up shop in 2013. Didn't look like Adrian had anything cooking, Adrian and Amanda. And they roared back, bringing Sean Mrazek into the fold and formed Cool TV. And they put out an album. 12 inches and 2 7 inches. It a veritable spoil for us listeners. And that was great. I saw them a bunch of times this year and really loved it. A very good job. And before that, we heard Energy Slime featuring Jay Arner and Jessica Delisle, who also helped by filling in here on the show. They had an excellent 10-minute, 13-song, 7-inch called New Dimensional. That was the song Cool Ship 2, my favorite reggae song of the year. And at the top there, we heard Ariel Pink from Pom Pom with Sexual Aesthetics. Kind of almost veering into Tanetta territory at some point there. Anyways, very good. Lovely. Another thing that 2014 brought was the release of music that had long been thought lost to time. I mentioned this specifically about Rollmock. Rollmock there's been rumors of recordings for a long time, but nothing ever seemed to come of it. And this year, in March, we got a cassette and a 7-inch. What a bounty! It was great. And there was an excellent kind of reunion show for Rollmock at the Astoria. Fantastic. And so although the song Shanklin' Down is probably my favorite recently released Rollmock song, it's 6 minutes, so I'm going to keep things tight. We're going to hear Black Manhattan. After that, some Defectors and more of this Best of 2014 Dunkin' Donuts. Here we go. Here is Rollmock from the 7-inch Holy Shades of Night. Here is Black Manhattan.
Oh, right in front of my eyes. Hell of a story, or is it boring? Can't claim the care, never been reluctant to share. Has enough pieces of me. Don't you know nothing comes free? What mom don't know has taken its toll on me. It's all I've seen, it can't be wiped clean. It's hard to believe what it's made of me. Passing my life, living it out with her side. Listening closely, hearing mostly. Can't shake concern, seems that every time that I turn, I'm passing on pieces of me. Don't you know nothing comes free? What mom don't know has taken its toll on me. It's all I've seen, it can't be wiped clean. It's hard to believe what it's made of me.
All right, that was, oh, I'm going to, I forgot, I keep meaning to do this. One sec. Trying to be cool and playing music while I'm talking. So smooth. All right, that was Mac DeMarco from his excellent album Salad Days, his third LP as a solo artist, and that was the song Passing Out Pieces. Very nice, very nice. Before that, we heard Defectors, the song Far Away, from a mysterious LP that they were going to release this year, and I didn't see it, but they posted it online, and it's a song that's been stuck in my head all year, so I wanted to play it. And at the top, we heard Rollmock with Holy, from their 7-inch Holy Shades of Night. That was Black Manhattan. All right, next up, we're going to hear some Rennie Wilson. He put out a cassette this year called Punk Explosion. Big detour from what he had been playing, the kind of style of kind of slinky disco that he had been playing before on Sugar Glider, whatever that was called. And yeah, he went full punk, and it's great. It's really fun. So we're going to hear the song Youngsters, and then right after that, we're going to hear a guy that he produced called Michael Rout, and we're going to hear the song Too Bad, So Sad. So here we go. Here is formerly of Edmonton, currently of Montreal. Not unlike Mac DeMarco, but he now lives in Brooklyn. And this is the song, Youngsters. Here we go.
Vibrations fill our minds. Canadian music icon Gordon Lightfoot calls Craig Cardiff a songwriter who needs to be heard.
This is the year where we learn and fear. Oh, rent's the cheapest room in the house, dear. Love calls.
Cardiff's innovative and personal live shows are catching on. His acclaimed albums Love Is Louder Than All This Noise and Juno-nominated Floods and Fires are available now. To learn more, please visit CraigCardiff.com.
About the earthquake.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Thank you.
All right, that was an error. That was an error. That was Alex Calder from his cassette entitled Strange Dreams, released earlier this year. That was the song Life Purpose, featuring Caitlin Loney of Free Love Fenner, who released an album late last year that dominated 2014 in my ears. He released that on cassette and being re-released this month by Captured Tracks on vinyl, but technically a 2014 release. Thank you very much. Before that, we heard Michael Rout with the song Too Bad, So Sad, something he recorded a long time ago, but it got released last year. And he's now on, he's signed to Hamburger Records. So there's going to be a really great LP of his coming out this year. And at the top, we heard Rennie Wilson from his cassette Punk Explosion. Great stuff. I mentioned Caitlin Loney of Free Love Fenner because, well, in part because she was on that song, but also Fixture Records, which put out that Free Love Fenner album, had a dominant 2014. They put out two great EPs, one by Brave Radar and one by Moss Lime. And in general, I'm just very excited about Fixture these days. I think they also put out some Sheer Agony stuff. And yeah, they're one to watch in 2015, I'd say. They're my favorite new record label. So we're going to hear Brave Radar. This is a very short song. It's the title track from Message Center, their EP. And then after that, some Moss Lime and some Tops. Here we go. Here is Brave Radar on Dunkin's Donuts on CITR 101.9 FM.
Is it on, I need to figure down. Rock that run, but this where we're from. Is it on, I need to figure down. Is it on, I need to figure down. Rock that run, but this where we're from.
right. That was Tops from Montreal. From their excellent album, Picture You Staring, out on Arbutus Records. That was the song Outside. A bit of a Sinead O'Connor by way of Prince feeling there.
I love it.
I love it. Before that, we heard Moss Lime, also from Montreal. I meant to mention that Tops are going to be in town. They're playing at the end of February 28th, I believe, at the Biltmore Cabaret. First time they've been in town for quite a while. They played at that odd place that used to be where Sam the Record Man is, 538 or something, on Seymour. Terrible show. One of the worst shows I've ever seen. Not necessarily by them, but the sound was awful, and they were really not okay with that. And it, that was a bad, poorly attended show. But this is going to be much better. I can feel it already. Before that, we heard Moss Lime from their cassette July 1st. Calabria 2014 was that song, and then at the very top we heard Brave Radar from Message Center. That was the title track. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, the best of 2014 show. Up next, a reissue. A great box set has come out called Native North America Volume 1. Aboriginal Folk Rock and Country, 1966 to 1985. So we're going to hear an Inuit band called Sugluk, and they have a song called Fall Away, and it is great garage rock. Released quite a while ago. I think it was in the late 60s. I don't have the liner notes with me. But give this a listen. I think it's really phenomenal. And the whole record is really great. I know it's sold out in a lot of places, but if you see Native North America, pick it up, because it's a great set of records. Here we go. Here is Sugluk with their song Fall Away.
I think I'll write a song, a different song for you. Reminds of love we had and never found any when we were.
Join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here
here at the UBC Ant Club. We just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band, swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the top floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
Sunday, Monday, Sunday. Thursday night only. Thunderbird Radio Hell.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Jay. How's it going?
All right, I guess.
I didn't think I would bump into you in the street.
No, usually on Thursday nights I'm listening to Thunderbird Radio Hell.
So am I.
Yeah, usually the radio has a show on at 9 p.m. to 11.
9 p.m. to 11 p.m., that's right.
It's a pretty good show.
Is that the show with the live bands?
Yeah, it sounds like there's talking between the band and the guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Interviewing bands while they're still alive.
I'll check it out.
Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Does it still count?
If I thought he felt bad,
does it still count?
I saw him after this? Does it still count? If I wasn't awake?
Does it still count?
If I wasn't into it?
Does it still count?
If I thought I wanted it?
Does it still count?
If it lasted a minute?
Yeah.
All right, that was still trying out this background music stuff. That was Chad Van Galen from Calgary from his album Shrink Dust, the song Leaning on Bells. Very nice. Before that, we heard The Oz from Corey's Coat Hangers. The song Does It Still Count? It does. It really does. Davina of The Oz, leaving town on Friday. Farewell. Good luck in Berlin. Say hi to Ryan for me. And at the top there, well, not at the top. Before that, we heard Rec Center from the phenomenal Monster of the Week, Like I Care. I care very much about that album. Thank you very much. And at the top, we heard Suck Luck from Northern Quebec. Recorded in 1975. That was the song Fall Away. So good. So good. Not much time left. We're going to try and squeeze a few more things in. So I'm going to play the Shilohs from their self-titled freshman. No, what's the second one? Sophomore effort. This is the song Student of Nature. So wonderful. And after that, we're going to hopefully hear some Angel Olsen. Coming to the end of this best of 2014 show. Here we go. Shilohs. right. That was Angel Olsen. Oh, darn. I keep forgetting. I'm not good at this. Here we go. I'm not smooth, but this music, this background music is. We've been listening to the Mood Hut 12-inch. Looking for you. Looking forward to you. And then the other songs on there. So, very nice. That was Angel Olsen from her phenomenal record, Burn Your Fire for No Witness. That was the song Forgiven, Forgotten. Deeply regret not seeing that show of hers. There's a few shows I missed this year that I really regretted. This show, that show, Parquet Courts, who we're going to play in a minute, and I think U.S. Girls played in town this year as well at the Cobalt, and I missed that. Deeply regret those three shows, not making it to those. Lots of great local shows. Conan Moccasin, I think, was my favorite touring band of the year. That show was incredible. And yeah, Kraftwerk weren't very good. I'm kidding. I didn't go to see them, but everybody lost their minds over Kraftwerk. Okay, that's going to do it for this. Before Angel Olsen, we heard the Shilohs from their phenomenal self-titled sophomore album, Student of Nature. That's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin' Donuts, Best of 2014. Closing out the year, finally, after getting preempted on Christmas and New Year's. So next week we start with a brand new music just released. Lots of great stuff to look forward to. Viet Cong, Sunny in the Sunsets. Lots of phenomenal new stuff. A lot of adjectives, very positive adjectives I've been throwing around today. Sorry for all that. Parquet Courts had an excellent year. They put out two albums, one under the title Parquet Courts, their kind of side project, and that was called Content Nausea, and then Sunbathing Animal as well. Both great, and we're going to listen to this song that I've had stuck in my mind since I first heard it a month and a half ago, Uncast Shadow of a Southern Mind. It will really linger there. Stay tuned. We're going to have some auto DJ up next, but then after that, The Spice of Life at 2 o'clock, Astro Talk at 3, and Student Special Hour at 4 o'clock. Stay tuned to CITR. If you like what you heard, listen to the podcast at CITR.ca and check out the playlist at dunkinsdonuts.wordpress.com. Thanks so much for listening, and have a happy 2015. And this is Parquet Courts with Uncast Shadow of a Southern Mind. Nope, that is. Here we go. Yeah.
offered then refused routinely. This ain't no damn auction house, he swore. Black male standing around 6 foot something. Ebbs through the waves of small town blight. Southern affection collides secretly into night. Forgive those who trespass against us. Begins the dead intruder's plea. Into the very muzzle I'd once peered into. He gives the last words he will speak. Well, that broken glass supports forced entry. Reminds his lawyer through the phone. What southern judge do you know? Comforting gently. The jail's white men who defend their home. Souls were present for the moment. His bombed out brick walls finally fell. Lying face down in the throes of atonement. Checked out of the Heartbreak Hotel.
Fred Durst?
He's like Iggy.
Oh, you are sorely mistaken. I
play something from $3 Bill, y'all.
What is that?
That's the landmark Limp Bizkit album.
Limp Bizkit? Oh my God! I mean,
Wait, you don't agree that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkadelic?
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Absolutely.
It's
I know.
The ultimate cross between Funkadelic and Rob Tyner.
Yeah, no, I don't agree at all.
Oh, you do not deserve a radio show.
CITR 101.9 FM, your crucial groove station.
It's just a lot of BS.